What's up, everybody? It's Bo here, and we are right smack dab in the middle of X-Men 97, which has been an epic, epic return to the classic 90s series. I was one of the skeptics going in. I really was. I was one of the skeptics thinking that we did not need this. All you could do is possibly ruin what has been a universally celebrated television series. And I was wrong. They have really swung for the fences and done a fantastic job. And at this point, if you're tuning in, I'm just going to make the assumption that you are caught up, that you have seen everything up until the episode Remember It, which has been, I'm still arguing, one of the greatest episodes of television ever. They do so much in storytelling in such a small amount of time. The cliffhanger is massive. The shock is incredible. I mean, like, it's just gut-wrenching where you find yourself at the end of the episode. And my goodness, where do we go from here? That's what this is all about. I've been marinating on a couple of thoughts and theories, and I thought I'd share them out here just to see, you know, which ones I might actually get right. Occasionally I do. I can be pretty perceptive. See that one Flash video. And also, very wrong. See like every other Flash video I ever did. Anyway, so let's jump into it. So first off, this is very interesting because I've been thinking about how we've got Scott going on this kind of breakdown arc, right? Like his entire reality has been called into a question. He ended up having a child with the clone of the woman he loves, and now she doesn't trust him and he doesn't trust her. And he's kind of having an affair with his actual wife, which is what? He's tired of playing all the games to constantly have to like get absolutely nowhere, like giving everything just to gain an inch and then have that inch be taken back along with another mile. Something tells me the events of Genosha are not exactly going to set Scott back up on the, yay, let's get back to the old Charles Xavier way of doing things. I think we're seeing Scott go on that villain arc that we know from the comics. And I've been kind of marinating on this before the mid-season trailer came out, but now that mid-season trailer's come out, I'm even more so there. I think we might actually see an Avengers versus X-Men. I think we might actually end this entire season setting up a season 2 that is the Avengers versus X-Men that we all want. Because let's face it, much like Civil War before it, we're kind of eager to see how the MCU might tackle an X-Men versus Avengers, and yet, at the same time, we know it can never quite be what the comic books were, or really what we truly want. The X-Men have not been established in the MCU, and they're not going to be until who knows when. Yes, I know that we've seen Beast, and I know that we've got Ms. Marvel and yada yada yada, but not really like an established X-Men team that holds the weight of a team like the Avengers, at least in live action. But I would argue that in public consciousness right now, the Avengers have far surpassed the X-Men in terms of like broader popularity. And yet at the same time, this 90s X-Men, for modern audiences, this is kind of the classic team. So to bring this X-Men team to go head-to-head with an Avengers, and I'm not necessarily saying the live-action Avengers, mind you, I'm talking about the Avengers of this universe, but perhaps with a lineup that is more similar to the Avengers film, I'm just saying this could give us the Avengers versus X-Men that we all know and want and hope to possibly see here, and thus setting up Scott to go on his full villain arc. All right, next theory, Magneto lives. So I go back and forth on this one. On the one hand, everything that I just said about kind of Scott going on this arc lends itself as a story to a world in which both Magneto and Xavier have been removed, and thus we have Scott as someone who exists in this kind of mushy middle, but then takes a dark turn. However, Magneto was kind of too big of a character to totally take off the board. I feel like there's so many more stories we could get with Magneto leading the X-Men. And moreover, everything that we got at the beginning of this season kind of laid out the arc that we would theoretically see with Magneto. I mean, he tells him, you know, everything that you claim that I have done has only been in response to what you have done. The oppressed become the oppressors, and the cycle continues with kind of that ominous, don't make me let you down that he gives to the UN at the end of, I want to say, episode 2. After the events of last episode with this terrorist attack to Genosha, you could see Magneto going back into that genocidal mindset towards Homo sapiens. They won't accept us, they'll never accept us, therefore they must be eradicated. It's a pendulum swing, but if you think about it, where we see him at the beginning of the season has been a pendulum swing, and now he's just swinging back much further because of what has transpired. Of course, all of this is assuming, you know, he's not dead. Or that he's going to come back. Here's my theory. I think that with the storyline that we get with Storm, they're going to blend some elements of her story with the story where Magneto gets resurrected, there's some elements of Shadow that play into both, and Storm also plays into both. So I'm thinking that they could potentially go this route that gives us a resurrected Magneto before the end of the season, possibly sooner rather than later. Another reason I think this is because so much of last week's episode, like, the emphasis was on the death of Gambit, and while Magneto went out like a boss, I don't know, I kind of feel like maybe the extra weight was given on Gambit because Gambit's not coming back anytime soon, but Magneto might be. All right, and then final theory / conspiracy theory, Genosha was an inside job. You look around at the people that are leading Genosha, it's mostly supervillains, okay? Like, let's just be real. There's a lot of villains leading this country. And not only that, they're also looking to put Magneto in as their king. So let's just process this, okay? You put Magneto in on the king with the idea that he's trying to be good, but you know he could snap back real quick. You come in, you create this whole situation where this wild Sentinel terrorist attack happens, annihilates a bunch of people, and now you've got Magneto back on the genocidal mindset, and then suddenly the villains are ruling the world. It seems to me like there's possibly a path here where Genosha was an inside job. Do I sound crazy? That might sound crazy. I don't know. These are my current theories here at the midway point. I'd love to hear some of yours. Put them down in the comments below. Let's debate. Let's talk. Is Magneto dead? Is Magneto alive? Will we see an X-Men versus Avengers? Was Genosha an inside job? Put it in the comments. Let's talk about it.